Atenção, senhores espectadores. Muito boa tarde.
Corkout History presents
Grândola Vila Morena,
Picard Nation Revolution.
A partir deste momento, o movimento das Forças Armadas,
brought to you by André Andinês,
controla totalmente a rede emissora da Rádio e Televisão Portuguesa.
The 25th of April of 1974 seemed like any other Thursday of work for Celeste Cairo. At 40 years old, Celeste was a waitress at a restaurant located in the Franjinhas building on Brancamp Street near Marquês de Pombal in Lisbon. The restaurant was marking its first anniversary that day, and to commemorate, bunches of carnations were purchased for the customers. However, Celeste Cairo's workday never began. She arrived at the restaurant when she found it closed and was told by her boss to go home. There was a revolution going on. He told her to take the flowers so that they wouldn't go to waste. And so she did. Celeste Cairo carried the carnations home. And after a metro underground journey, she disembarked at Rossio and walked to Chiado, her neighborhood. On Rua do Carmo, one of the most famous streets of Lisbon, she encountered a group of soldiers stationed atop a tank. Approaching them, she asked them about the situation, what was going on. And a soldier replied, "We're heading to Carmo to arrest Marcel Caetano. This is a revolution." Then, one of the soldiers asked her for a cigarette, but she had none. So instead, she offered a carnation from her bouquet. The soldier accepted, placing the carnation in the barrel of his rifle. This gesture spread amongst his comrades. Later in that day, flower vendors in downtown were distributing carnations to soldiers, multiplying the flowers and this idea of rifles that were not to be shot. Today, and right after, carnations became the symbol of the 25th of April, the Day of Freedom, and the revolution got its name of Carnation Revolution, characterized by its non-violent nature. For Celeste Cairo, what would have been an ordinary Thursday became the day of the revolution, and her contribution was subtle, yet so significant.
And this is where we'll stop for now. Join us on the next episode.
Until then, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Corkout History Pod, where you can reach out to us, let us know your thoughts, and discover more about the episodes.
Don't forget to rate and subscribe wherever you're listening to us.
Your comments really are crucial so that more people can find us.
Bye!